Okay, good evening. So tonight, Pastor Shem, we're finishing up Simen Shin Ayin Vav, and we are learning Simen Shin Ayin Zayin. Both of these relate to plumbing issues and Erevin in, Talmudic times. So says the Shulchan Aruch Se'if Dal, this page, Resh Mem Vav Amar Aleph. So Shulchan Aruch writes, Beis HaKiseh, Shebein Shnei Batim, Lo Evru Yachad. If you have a Beis HaKiseh between two homes, and they did not make an Erev between the two of them, Rosh Hashneim Shalat Tisbo Va'asurim, since they both have rights over that Beis HaKiseh, and there's no Erev between them, so it's aser for either one of them to use it. Says the Mishnah Berura, Rosh Hashneim Shalat Tisbo Ayin Lel Simen Shin Ayin Zayin V'Gimel Bagav Mishnah Berura Demayri Shemakom Moshe Beis HaKiseh Miuchal Lekolach Levado V'Rak Mokom HaChafiru Shalemata Shatzo Nofel Shemayi Shal Shneim. You have to realize they didn't have indoor plumbing, so the way it would work is they would have a Beis HaKiseh, what you would imagine to be a Beis HaKiseh, but it would have to drain down somewhere. It's like an airplane Beis HaKiseh or a bus Beis HaKiseh, so it would go down into something. So that something, that chafira in the karka, that hole in the ground, was in between the two of them. They each had their own private actual Beis HaKiseh, but where it all landed was somewhere in between that belonged to both of them. V'lechein aser, and therefore it's aser to use that Beis HaKiseh, demotzi mirushuso lirushus hashutafin shelo erivi mado, because they are being motzi the tzawa from their own rishus to this rishus that's jointly owned, and they didn't make an eruv. Avulim kam makom amosho v'yishayich l'shnei mutter. But if they were just relieving themselves in a place that belonged to both of them, that would be mutter. What would be the problem? They're not carrying anything out into that place, so they're allowed to relieve themselves in a place that they don't have an eruv. V'ayin lel simen shin nun hei d'sham v'or b'agav b'siv kimul prate adinim v'gam. That in Simen Shun and Hey, we discussed the concept of Kavod HaBrios, that the Isser over here is an Isser Drabanan, and for Kavod HaBrios, that a person is not going to be able to use the bathroom, we're Docha, the Isser Drabanan. Kavod HaBrios, so if it rides, the Isser Drabanan. Simen Shin Ayin Zayin, only one Sif. Shtei Aliyos HaPsuchos L'Chatzer, Zu K'Neged Zu. You have two top floors that both open up into a Chatzer, so they're across the Chatzer from one another. V'achas HaSaguma B'Chatzer, K'dei Lishbach B'Chatzer, She'in Ba'arba Amos, Me'meho, V'ashni Alo Asasa. So they both have stairs go right down into the chatzer, but one of them made a hole in the ground in the chatzer in order to pour out the wastewater from their homes, and the chatzer is less than 4 amos, and the other one did not make a guma to pour out the wastewater. So if there's an eruv between both aliyos, between the residents of both aliyos, shtein mutaros lishpach meman, they're both allowed to pour out their wastewater. Vim lo every yachad, but if they did not make an eruv between the two of them, va'achas erva la'atzma va'shnia lo erva klal, but one of them made their own eruv, and the other one just didn't do any eruv at all, zu shelo erva asura, so the one that didn't do any eruv is not allowed to pour out any of the water, v'she'erva mutaras, but the one that did make an eruv is allowed to pour out their water to that chatzer, to that guma in the chatzer, oblvat shelo tishpach lehedya b'guma, but they're not allowed to pour it directly into the guma, el tishpach ba'aliya v'hem yordim l'guma. They have to pour it out on the patio of the second floor, and then it will roll down, it will spill down into the guma. Says the Rama, why is that the case? Because when you're transferring something only through kocho, but not directly moving it, it's just you're pouring it out here, and it's slowly spilling over there, that's going to be mutter. Now, all of this was assuming that the chatzar was less than 4 amos. If the chatzar was larger than 4 amos, that's going to be a game changer. Then everything's going to be mutter. We're going to have to see why that's the case, that being larger than 4 amos all of a sudden makes it mutter. So let's see the Mishnah Berura. V'achas ha-saguma. So we said one of them made a guma to pour their wastewater out. Samachla neged aliyasa. They would make the guma naturally near where they want to pour the stuff out from, right near their aliyah, right off of their porch. K'dei lishbach b'chatzar she'ein ba, and in order to pour into this chatzar that's less than 4 amos, now the halacha is that if you have such a tiny chatzer, you're not allowed to pour mayim into such a chatzer unless there's a receptacle to catch all of that mayim. And the reason for that is that we assume that all of that mayim is then, if there's no receptacle to catch the mayim is going to drain out into the rishos harabim, and then it will turn out that you carried that you sent that water out into a rishos harabim. But by having a guma where all the water lands, lands, so that's going to keep it contained. If the chutzar is 4 amos, so then we assume the water is not necessarily going to go out into Rosh Hashanah, because the chutzar is spacious enough for its ground to absorb the water that you're pouring in there. Lishmach me mehen, so you do it to pour out your water. Afilu tocha gum lahedya. So we said that that if they made an eruv between both of them, meaning both aliyos made an eruv, then either one is allowed to pour out the water, and they could even pour it directly into the guma. But if they did not make an eruv together, va'achas erva, and only one of them made an eruv on their own side, right, on their own aliyah, osa shasa guma im kol shcheneha hadar metzla ba'aliyasa. So the family, let's say, that lives on the right side, in the aliyah, made a guma in the chatzer, and they made an eruv together with all of their neighbors on the right side of the chatzer. Umari b'sheish mer pesas lefnei kol aliyah ve'aliyah, and the assumption is that there's a porch that runs across the front of all of the apartments on that second floor. V'nechnasna kol lamar pesas derech pesach aliyah meni yordan lechatzer, and they all walk through that common balcony or porch, whatever you want to call it, in order to get out of their apartments and in order to get in their apartments. Asura, for me it's easy to picture. This is how we have it set up in Camp Kaylee. Now we go upstairs and all of our cabins are in a row and we all share this one porch. So then it's Asura. So if anyone's ever visited Camp Kaylee, now you can picture it. So it's Asura. So we said that the one that did not make an Eruv is Asir. Afilu Masa Gamkin Guma, even if they made their own Guma, the Koshkin Vimadar Mechabish Lost the Guma, and certainly if they didn't make their own Guma. Vilomi Bayish Asur Lahotzi Akli Imashov Chindar Chachatzer Ad Gumasa O Lahotzi Lamar Pesas. And it's obvious that they're not allowed to actually take the Kli with their wastewater, bring it into the Chatzer, to the Guma, or to bring it out to the Marpeses, to Lo Erva, because they didn't make an Erva. So they can't take stuff out of their apartment to the Marpeses, they can't take stuff out of their apartment to the Chatzer. El Afilu Lishpoch Bevesa. The Chiddush over here is, even if they pour it out in their apartment, Sheyelech HaMayim Atzma LeMarpeses, and I don't know, maybe their apartment's like on a little bit of a slant, so all the water is going to pour out into the Marpeses, and then from there it's going to go out into the Chatzer, Mishom Yer Lamata, Gamken Asur, even that's Asur, even though they're pouring it in their own apartment. Why? Because we're afraid that they're going to start getting sensitive, that they don't want to mess up their house, that it shouldn't get dirty, and therefore they're going to take it out into the marpeset without pouring it into their own home. And that marpeset is something that's owned jointly by all of their neighbors, and they didn't make an eruv. So even just bringing it out to the marpeset is going to be aser. But the side that did make an eruv is allowed to pour stuff out, provided they made a guma. Aval below guma, but if they did not make this receptacle, this hole in the chatzar to catch and contain all the water, then asura lishpach bevesal marpesa shiardu amayim lechatzar. Then even the side that made an eruv is not allowed to pour out their wastewater in their own apartment or on their own marpeset in order that it should go down into the chatzar. Debevaday yardu meyachatzar l'Rosh Hashanah, because the concern is it will go to the chatzar and then from the chatzar to Rosh Hashanah, Kanal B'Sim Shin and Zayin. Va'afilim chaverta asa guma va'amayim yardu meyachatzar l'osa guma. Now even if the other side made a guma, and therefore the side that made an eruv is going to pour into the chatzar and it's going to land in the guma, gam ken aser. That's still aser. Because we're afraid that they're not going to want a trail of water that goes from their apartment through the chatzar to the neighbor's guma, because it's going to make the space in between their apartment and the neighbor's guma all muddy. Because the guma is on the other side, it's the neighbor's guma. And therefore, they're likely just going to take the wastewater in Kalim out into the chatzar to pour it straight into the guma. But they don't have an eruv with the people on the other side. So we said they cannot pour directly into the guma because the chatzar is owned jointly and they never made an eruv. So this is where the Ramah said that the reason that that you have to pour it out in the aliyah and it will go into the guma on its own is because that's called, it must have had a pipe. You pour it out into on the aliyah on their marpeset, and there must have been a pipe that runs from the marpeset to right over the guma to dump it in there. So that's kocho, and that's okay. Ratzalomer, afakavsha da chatzer sha guma ba shayich lishneyem, even though the chatzer that has the guma belongs to both of them, vamayim yordim shamba guma mikocho, and the water that's going down into the guma, it comes from their own koach, that's still okay. The shnei mutarim, and we said the same would be true if the chatzar itself is more than four amos, that it's also that they're both mutar to pour the water out. They would both be allowed to pour the water out onto the marpeset, that it will go down into the chatzar. That's if each side made their own eruv, so they're allowed to bring the water onto their own marpeset, and then they could pour it out, and it will go into the chatzar. We're not worried that you're going to come and carry the kli all the way to the guma that your neighbor made. Because if the chatzar is large enough, it's able to absorb all of your water. So you're not going to be motivated to bring it all the way to the guma. And you don't even need a guma. And therefore, even if one side made a guma, but it's a large enough chatzar, I'm not worried that the other side is going to bring their water out, schlep their water out to bring it to my guma, because it's a large enough chatzar. They're fine pouring it off their marpeset so that it will land in the chatzar. So what we learned tonight is, first of all, that if you have a beis hakisei between two homes where they did not make an eruv, neither side is allowed to use that beis hakisei, provided that the beis hakisei is in their own private property, and it just dumps into, it lands into, it drains into a commonly joint area. But if it was just the whole beis hakisei in a commonly joint area, that would be fine. And then in Shinai and Zion, we said that if you have two aliyos that open up into the same chatzer, and the chatzer is less than four amos, and one side made a guma, if the side that made a guma also made an eruv, they're allowed to pour all the water out from their marpeset into the guma. If the other side did not make an eruv, they're not allowed to pour any of their water out. And then we pointed out, but if the chatzer is more than four by four amos, then we have much fewer concerns about the water draining out or about people schlepping the stuff to the guma, because we assume that the chatzer itself is large enough to absorb all of the water. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time, which I may give a shiur on Zoom tomorrow because I'm traveling next week, so I may try to get ahead of the game a little bit over here. So next time we'll pick up with Simon Shin Ayin Ches. Okay, have a good night, everybody.